Just as Route 66 is one of the most famous highways in America, this road, running up and down the eastern seaboard, is a road with special ties as well. In a moment, we'll head to the end of U.S. Route 1. Or is it the beginning? Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
In the middle of winter, it might be nice to take a trip to the end of Route US 1. For most people, that means Key West, Florida. But what's at the other end? Well, that's where this lady lives.
Mon nom est Doris Daigle, et je suis de Fort Kent. Je suis de bed and breakfast.
That's Doris Daigle, owner of a bed and breakfast in the town at the northern end of Route US 1, Fort Kent, Maine.
We always say we're the beginning of Route 1 or maybe the end. At the other end, they say the same thing. We both have been to Key West, and we have pictures in front of the other Route 1.
But here at the top of the lower 48 U.S. states, Doris Daigle and her husband have lived for all of their lives. The northern tip of Maine comprises the largest area of Americans who speak French. That's why Doris opened by speaking French in this interview. Most residents here are bilingual and trace their ancestry to the Acadians, the original French speakers to arrive here.
My parents did not speak English. They learned their English from us kids as we were going to school. I remember reading my Heidi book and all those little books, and they really learned well how to speak English.
A century ago, many residents of Fort Kent only spoke French, but times changed to the point the kids were only learning English. Today, Doris says the community is trying to raise children to learn both. In fact, when you arrive in Fort Kent, you may hear people placing orders in a restaurant in both French and English, and you will find the latest exchange rate for U.S. and Canadian currency posted in McDonald's. It's all part of everyday life at the top of the U.S. Traveling the countryside in Fort Kent, Maine, I'm Andrew McCrae.